This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You're invited to join us here on the radio. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. We've been talking about so-called birthright citizenship. Mark, you say it should be ended for everybody, meaning that anybody born in the political geographic landmass known as the United States should not be considered a citizen. They should have to pass a naturalization test in order to do that.
Right. I think that the son of the president should have to pass some kind of test in order to vote, as far as I'm concerned. That being born on a particular plot of land should not qualify you. Being born of a particular family or whatever shouldn't qualify you. We currently have a test that we administer for the ability to vote. We call that the U.S. citizenship test. And if an American can't pass it, I don't think they should be able to vote. I got another question for you, Ian.
Yes,
sir. If the president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
The vice president.
And look, you did that without the multiple choice. This is easy.
Wait,
people,
they actually give you multiple choices in this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So this is a multiple choice test, and you have to get 60%. You're guaranteed 25% because if you Christmas tree, you'll get it. It's only 10 questions.
Right.
And they're really easy, ladies and gentlemen. I've been asking them over and over again here, and so far nobody's gotten one wrong. It's not like I'm asking you who your congressperson is or anything like that.
I wouldn't be able to. I mean, I could take a stab at it. I know the name of one of the congresspeople here. There's one named Custer, and there's another one named Sheehan.
I think you've got senators there. But yeah. It really doesn't make a difference to me. Knowing who these criminals' names doesn't really particularly matter to me. Who vetoes bills?
The president.
President. Yep, it's there on the list. I'm going to mark that for you.
All right.
It looks like you're going to get to stay. You've gotten, like,
but I don't want to be a citizen. Like, I don't want to be part of the United States federal government. This is why I say, hey, I actually support what you're saying, so long as it comes with the concomitant, if you aren't a citizen, you don't have to pay for the government. Right? Like,
Well, that's not the way the rules work, okay? So
the rules don't work the way you're talking about either. So I'm saying if Mark's program of no one who's born in the United States, no one who's born in the United States is automatically granted so-called citizenship and they have to apply for it, then I would think that by default they should also not have to follow the government's regulations and pay their taxes because they're not getting the supposed deal. And the deal of citizenship is that you owe a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. Which, of course, as I argued earlier, doesn't actually exist, so the whole thing is moot, to my mind.
I would argue that, as far as taxation goes, taxation is the way that the government goes about funding itself. It could find lots and lots better ways to do that.
Right, and the only people who should fund the government are the ones who want to participate in it.
Well,
so if you want to have your little government, you pay for it.
Currently, governments
or your big government, you
by
pay
the
for
people
it.
Who do business in usually or buy things, either buy things or do business in their geopolitical sphere. Mm-hmm. So if you have a 10-year visa
or just sit on property in some cases,
if you're a foreign national and you have a 10-year visa to this country, you're still going to have to pay income tax if you live here, if you're here enough. But the United States government's special in the world in that it will tax a U.S. citizen no matter where they are in the world.
Well, you shouldn't have to. If you're not participating, if you're not benefiting from the government's program, because if you're not, in this theoretical world that you're talking about, if you are not a citizen, you shouldn't be qualified to receive things like Social Security or whatever. You know, if you're not benefiting from the government, you should have to pay into the government. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Again, and that's if you want to have the government around, which I don't think we should.
This next question really sucks, Ian.
Hold on. Let me go to Mike here in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Do you want to ask Mike?
Sure.
What's the question?
Yeah.
Mike, hold on, Mike. Before you get to your point.
What are the two major political parties in the United States, Mike?
Democrat.
You get to stay.
Not Democratic. Democrat.
Okay.
Go ahead. What was your call about?
Okay. I'd like to address the 3/5 rule of the Constitution. There's been a lot of confusion about that thing. Actually, the southern states wanted to count the slaves as one head.
Yeah.
And it was a compromise with the North to allow three-fifths.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yes, it was a compromise. Had the southern slave owners been able to count them one for one, then you would have never gotten rid of slavery because they would have had the majority in the House of Representatives and the laws would never have been passed.
Yeah, I, as a Southerner, I can't say that most of the actions of Southerners, you know, in early U.S. history really make me very happy.
Well, I understand that. But a lot of people think it was to demean the African Americans, and it wasn't. It was to give the North and the non-slave states an equal footing with the Southern states, so the Southern states wouldn't stop any legislation that would be detrimental to them as far as slavery.
How about that?
Yeah, it's amazing all the backbending that went on in order to shove these 13 colonies together in the first place. The idea that you would count people who are unable to vote in order to, you know, as part of the representative body. Mm. Those aren't the people being represented. They can't vote. They're not being represented.
Good thoughts. Mike, thanks for sharing that. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. My dog Rex on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting me in. I want to look it up online. It's a free book called From Sovereign to Serf, S-E-R-F. From Sovereign to Serf. You can find it for free on the Internet. Basically, what you're talking about, and I'm so happy that Trump brought this up, but if we break down the 14th Amendment, it reads a person...
Can you talk right into your mic, please?
He's fine. I hear him.
Yeah. A person born or naturalized in the United States. We'll break down person. Person is property. Person, it doesn't say a man or a woman. So they're not talking about men or women. They're talking about persons.
Artists. Wait a minute. Hold on. Where are you getting this definition from?
Yeah. How does a person a property?
It's called legalese.
I know what legalese is, but... But they're legalese are so hold on. You mentioned it's legalese. That's not an answer to my question. There are different legalese is a different language. It's essentially a legal language where English words are defined differently in many cases than their typical English definition. So when looked at a glance, it appears to be English. But if it's actually legalese, then these words can have different definitions. So what you're saying is you're relying on a different definition of person, a legal definition of person. And I'm asking you, where are you getting the legal definition of person from, and which are you talking about person that is referenced to in the U.S. Constitution? Tell me a little more about where you're getting this from.
Would you not agree that the Constitution is nothing more than legalese?
Oh, absolutely. The Constitution is absolutely legalese.
It's written more clearly than any legal document I've seen otherwise.
Well, it doesn't matter how clear it's written. If the words are defined differently, then that's another question. But that doesn't answer my question of where you're getting the definition of person from that you're relying on here.
The definition, find it in the U.S. Code. I don't have the site in front of me, but you get it from the IRS code. A person is a corporation, a trust, legal fiction. And remember, the 14th Amendment was after the South left the Union, which dissolved the Union. You got the Reconstruction Acts. You got men called judges that owned slaves.
Have you ever tried, I'm curious, my dog Rex, have you ever tried going into a court and saying, well, I'm not a person, legal definition says it's a corporation, et cetera, doesn't say man or woman, so therefore the laws don't apply?
No, I asked if I ever get the opportunity, which I don't because I don't play in court, but I would ask what facts do you rely on that prove your Constitution and code apply to me? Mm. And they have none because... but I want to.
Well, the fact is, there's a man with a gun standing over there who will do everything that judge says, you know, whatever words come out of that judge's mouth, the man with a gun is going to do him. So there's a fact
there
for you.
There you go. There you go. It's at the barrel of a gun.
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm looking right here, right now, at the definition of person in Black's Law Dictionary, which is generally considered a fairly standard law dictionary. And definition number one is a human being. So, I mean, they can define this in different parts of the code differently.
But
you understand that, right?
Does it say a man or a woman?
Human being is either or. Thanks for the call, my dog Rex. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Also, we got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Jump over into our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm, where you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners around the clock, basically. But during our show, we use the top four rooms there as on-air call-in lines. You can hop into one of those, and we'll join you there, and you'll sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us. I'm Ian.
And I'm Mark.
Also, want to make sure that you know about the Tom Woods Show. If you're a libertarian, you're probably going to love this guy's show. Tom Woods Show, you can find it on tomwoods.com or just search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. He's done over 1,200 episodes. He does 5 days a week. Every weekday, he's putting out a new show and has been doing so since September of 2013. A lot of libertarians got to know him during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. He is a New York Times bestselling author and has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And many of his guests have been great, like Ron Paul and Judge Andrew Napolitano and hundreds more. You can learn about more about Tom Woods at tomwoods.com. Or again, search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatchers. We continue here. We just had my dog Rex on the line, and he was bringing out this sort of long-trotted-out argument that the term person is not defined as a man or a woman, and went down this sort of list of other things that in many government codes are considered to be persons, like corporations, which, you know, is laughable, right? The idea that a corporation is a person is silly. But in the world of legal land, in the world of legalese, this is what they believe. And so a lot of the legal theory people will mix sort of the truth with their theory. And, yeah, it's true that person can be considered a corporation within the body of most government law, but also they consider individuals and human beings to be persons in most places. In fact, he brought up the IRS code because I'd asked him. He just sort of trotted out this definition of person. I said, well, where are you getting that from? And he didn't have it in front of him, he said. And so I said, and then he just sort of mentioned the IRS code. So I pulled up, you know, the IRS they even have a document addressing these particular claims that some people will make as their reason for not paying. Look,
I'm
not
saying, first line, don't believe this crap or you're going to go to jail.
Look, I'm not saying, you know, that you should pay the government. I don't believe in taxes or any of that stuff. I think the people who don't pay taxes are heroes.
Yes, but the government didn't write some secret loophole in for people not to pay taxes. That's not how governments work. Governments are organizations that claim a monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given land mass. That kind of organization doesn't say, oh, except if you find out our secret code, and is all you have to do is pay some guy at some event, right, $500, and he can tell you how to do it, and then you file in your paper. No.
Just utter the right words in the right room in front of the right bureaucrats, and then everything.
Let me ask you this, ladies and gentlemen. If you were king of, you give the land, you know, your landia, right? If you were king of your landia, are you going to make some secret code so that people don't have to give you taxes or not? If the answer is no, only an idiot would do that, well, then you have your answer.
So according to IRS code, which, you know, is long and arduous, there is Section 7701 where they define the term person to mean an individual, trust, estate, partnership, association, company, or corporation. So the word individual, and according to this other document here, because again, somebody else will say, well, the word individual doesn't mean a human being.
Right.
And
look, if they said a human being, or they said a man and a woman, or said whatever, then somebody who wants to work their way around it is just going to say, well, I'm not that thing either.
And from an IRS document here, it says arguments that an individual is not a person within the meaning of the IRS code have been uniformly rejected by the courts, as have arguments with respect to the term individual. And then they go on here to say, quote, the contention that appellants are not taxpayers because they are, quote, freeborn, white preamble, sovereign, natural, individual, common law, de jure, citizen of Kansas is frivolous. Individuals are persons under the Internal Revenue Code and thus subject to it.
Your butt's going to jail.
Look, the fact is they're going to make you subject to whatever it is they want to make you subject to, because as I pointed out before, there's a man with a gun over there in that courtroom, and he'll do whatever the judge tells him to, even if what the judge tells him to do is illegal. he's going to do it. With very few exceptions.
Very few.
And we've seen that happen before. I've seen men with guns in courtrooms, bailiffs, they call themselves bailiffs or court security. I've seen them illegally arrest people. I've seen the charges get dropped later on, and nothing you can do about it. You're just supposed to feel lucky the charges got dropped. These judges are untouchable. Let's go on with your calls and thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. Chris is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. You're on the air.
All right, thank you. Called in about a year ago, almost exactly to the day.
Welcome back.
Talked to you guys last year about a situation going on in my community in which the mayor was trying to buy a building to put a drug rehab in, and citizens were speaking out against it, and you guys kind of felt the way I did. I just want to kind of update you on that, let you know, here's some more stuff that's kind of more atrocious.
All right.
About 2 weeks after my phone call with you guys, I was attending a city council meeting, which was a public city council meeting in which citizens speak. We've all seen the videos where people get up and raise cane and yell and cuss and protest. Go to the city council meeting. It's standing room only. The people are absolutely out of control. I mean, are mad at the government, but they're being respectful. The government goes on talking for like nearly an hour and a half. At the end of the meeting, there becomes a free form scenario in which the officials are talking to the audience, and I simply said, you guys are out of order and this is a joke, and was arrested for disorderly conduct.
Wow.
I was booked into jail. A special prosecutor reviewed the charges, said, no, we will not be filing charges. This is constitutionally protected political free speech.
Mm-hmm.
Federal lawsuit has ensued, and
really?
So therefore there's not more I can say at the moment, but...
So you found an attorney who was willing to take your case? Are they taking it? Are they taking it pro bono? Are they doing it kind of?
Yes. Were people jumping to take the case?
Wow. Good.
There's
good
a
for
lot
you.
Of other things. The government here pushed this on through. The mayor bought his own church's building with city money. This rehab is now in place. It is failing miserably. and they had an open house where it was a public ribbon cutting ceremony, where we live in a community where there's normally 2 to 3 police officers on duty at a time. And I took off work to go and attend and listen. I wasn't going to disrupt this. I was going to go and listen. These were my new next door neighbors. Mm-hmm. And there were 7 police officers on duty around the building in full uniform to keep me out. They didn't bar any other citizen.
Wow. So you were barred from attending a public meeting?
Yes, sir.
Add that one to the lawsuit. Now, did you say the attorney was doing it pro bono or is it on contingency?
I'm not paying now. It's on a contingency of winning. So that's kind of
that's pretty sweet, though. Either way, it's good. Hey, Chris, let us know how it goes. Thanks for the call. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net, the right place to be.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And I noticed all that beautiful barbed wire going up today. It was some barbed wire used properly can be a beautiful sight.
Campaigning in Montana, President Trump continued to talk tough about illegal immigration as he told the crowd to vote for Republican Matt Rosendale, who's challenging Democrat John Tester's U.S. Senate seat.
They want to get rid of ICE. Even you in Montana, you're not going to be able to walk around. You'll be locking those doors. You'll be locking those windows.
Former Vice President Joe Biden fought laryngitis as he campaigned for Democrats in Ohio, urging voters to reject divisiveness.
The only thing strong enough to tear America apart is America. We've seen it start. And we've got to stop it now. Right now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with life-change tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on air call-in line rooms. Jump over to discord.lrn.fm. You can join us there. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Now, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. We started out talking about the idea of birthright citizenship. Mark, you say that it should be not available to anybody by birth. They should have to jump through some hoops and pass a test in order to get it, meaning everyone born in the so-called United States, not just people born to folks who aren't from around here, but people period, born in the United States, you say, should have to take a test in order to gain citizenship. And so that's kind of started the conversation. We ended up talking about the idea of citizenship, which, as I pointed out, is really just a total myth. The definition of citizen being one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. The government wants you to believe you owe them a duty of allegiance. Man, they really want you to believe that. There's all kinds of propaganda out there getting you to think that they are there to help you or they're there to protect you or whatever, and that you need to do what they say. But the reality is, when it comes down to it, and the lawsuits have been filed, and it has come down to it on multiple occasions, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled over and over again the government has no duty to protect you at all. Doesn't matter if you're being murdered in your apartment in Washington, D.C., and you've called the police and let them know that you're being slaughtered. That doesn't matter. They don't have any obligation to show up to help
you. That was literally a Supreme Court case.
That was one of them, and there's been more than one where the government's Supreme Court has said over and over again there's no obligation to protect. So therefore, there is no citizen, but yet they'll keep pretending like you are because if people stop believing in the government, then they might just go away. Let's
go to Rich.
If people
stop believing they were citizens, they might be upset at the overreach of the government.
Let's go to Rich. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. And then coming up, we'll get a quote from Trump about barbed wire being beautiful. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you. A few minutes back, you were talking about the three-fifths person and how headcounts are used to apportion benefits. Well, I've got one that's going on currently around the country, and nobody thinks about it. When federal government or even state government hands out assistance to the counties and financial support, it's based on how much they get is based on their population. I happen to know from some independent research I've done that the artificially inflated populations by counties that have in contained prisons, it artificially inflates the population of the county. They get more money to their government, but the prisoners do not get the benefit of the county services.
Yep, I would say that's probably true, sure.
Well, the prisoners get the benefit of the county services. They're getting three meals a day and a cot.
but that's
they're getting more county services than the average person in the county's getting.
Well, I suppose if you call that a service, it's not like you can leave. The armed guards.
Some people check in on purpose.
Stinks.
Some people check in on purpose.
Yeah, it's a pretty rare instance, buddy. I spent 8.5 years in prison, and about three or four of them, right there at the Sallyport gate, watching people leave. And I can tell you, not one time did I see anybody kicked out forcefully who was then beating on the glass to get back in. Okay, getting into prison's relatively easy, and anybody can do
but it.
It
does happen, right? Where like a homeless person wants to be a little more warm, so they'll commit a crime that'll let them get in.
Strange things happen.
Hey, Rich, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say that, in Indiana, for example, there's LaPorte County, which has three prisons in it.
Wow.
Inflating the population to a little bit over 8,000 bodies.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably about half the population.
Could be, yeah. LaPorte County is minor industrial. It counts a lot on Chicago for employment.
Mm-hmm.
But, they've got the Indiana State Prison, something a little bit over 2,000 bodies. They've got the Westville facility, which is a little over 3,000 bodies.
What's that, federal?
You got the camps. No, this is all state.
All state, okay.
You got the camps of a juvenile.
Wow.
You know,
prison
and,
colony.
Yeah, basically.
It's
but
crazy.
The county uses population, the prison, to inflate their population.
Good point tonight, Rich. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And, of course, all of those numbers are dramatically inflated by the war on drugs, where in many of these prisons, there are people just sitting there wasting away because they got caught with some drugs or got caught selling some drugs, and they otherwise are productive people who, you know, were providing a good service to their community, the service of selling drugs to people. And those folks should be let out of prison.
It's just funny to hear you say it. I'm not saying that, that they're any less or more virtuous than, say, a bartender.
Right. That dude's a bartender selling even more dangerous drug in a lot of cases.
Well, alcohol is a pretty dangerous drug. I wouldn't
one recommend... of the most dangerous. It's right up there with heroin.
Yeah, I wouldn't use it. I wouldn't use any of them and get in operate an automobile.
Yeah.
But they sell alcohol. And
sure do.
They sell alcohol to people they know are going to drive away. I mean, that's what a
that's
bar
true.
Is.
Now, they are supposed to stop selling to, in most places, they're supposed to stop selling to if they think you're too drunk.
Sure.
But that they can't tell if you're .08 or whatever. They don't know if you're too drunk to drive. They're just, once you're, like, you can barely stand up,
drunk,
you're not supposed to sell that person anymore. But, yeah, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So you can close down a bunch of the prisons in America if you just legalize drugs across the board.
Yeah, more of the arrests.
Let them out.
When you take the arrests, you'll mostly find that they're drug crimes, nonviolent crimes. So,
well, there's also crimes of property, right? So just stealing things. I mean,
yeah, I wouldn't call that that's certainly harming somebody. There's a victim.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it violent either.
Wouldn't either, unless, of course, it involved a robbery, which, of course, would be the threat of violence to get somebody to hand over a wallet or something like that.
To me, a prison should be used primarily to house people who are too dangerous to live with the rest of us. That should be their primary thing. They're currently used as jails. The difference between not being convicted and being convicted is marginal at best. Like many people sit in jail before they are convicted, being presumed innocent. They're in jail. The day after they're convicted, their whole life hasn't changed very much.
No, you change the color that you wear
sometimes
in certain institutions.
So
you go from the jail I was in, you go from orange to blue.
Yeah, I have a problem with that particular aspect. You shouldn't be incarcerated unless you're a danger to other people, and a judge shouldn't be holding you unless. I mean, everybody's a flight risk these days. Oh, I think they're going to fly. Well, what? Upon what evidence? You're making this accusation. Don't we need... I don't know. That's nuts.
I totally agree. We actually have seen some bail reform here in New Hampshire.
They've seen a great deal of criminal justice reform in California, which is a place that's... These prisons are just packed.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see how all that plays out.
Toll-free number tonight, again, 855-450-FREE.
I got another citizenship question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
How old do citizens have to be to vote for president?
18.
Okay, you get to stay.
All right, I got the quote here. You told me that during the news break, or actually, I don't know when it was. Was it bottom of the hour news or something? When did you hear that?
Yeah, it was the bottom of the hour news.
Anyway, during the news break, there was apparently a clip of Trump talking about how barbed wire can be beautiful.
The glint of the sun as it comes up, gleaming off the concertia wire.
Yeah, so we'll see what this lunatic has to say here in moments about this, because apparently he was speaking at a immigration or anti-immigration rally in Montana today, and so that's where this comes from. I've got the clip from the Washington Post. We'll play that for you, because he says more than just that. Of course, he brings up the migrants, the supposed evil mass of people who wants to come make a better life for themselves here in the United States. They're traveling through Mexico. He's bringing them up, and they're bringing troops down to the border, as well as tanks, apparently. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynavite.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can take control of the airwaves here, toll-free, number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I want to, by the way, thank Save a Horse, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier.
I thanked him last night.
But you didn't check it off, buddy.
Well, I'm a jerk.
Okay. Well, thanks again, Save a Horse. Appreciate you helping us out with the AMP program. I'll then thank Gaylord as well, because Gaylord also helping us out. A $5 a month contribution to Free Talk Live via the AMP program is all we ask, and that's what Gaylord's doing. We appreciate that. And that means that if you join him, you will get the AMP program perks. You get some bennies that typical Free Talk Live listeners by default don't get. I mean, we give a lot to our normal listener who doesn't AMP the show. Like, you get free archives and you watch our webcam for free and interact in our chat rooms. And
more for free than any other commercial radio program's offering, yeah.
Hands down. We've been saying that for a long time, and no one's ever said, oh, yeah, there's a show over here that does more than you guys do. It's never happened. If that's true, I'd love to hear about whoever that show is. But, yeah, so join the AMP program to get even more perks, like access to the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only podcast. There's special Free Talk Live supporters areas on our Discord server. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get started there. You can use Bitcoin BTC if you like, or if you prefer PayPal or credit card, we can do that too. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board with the show, and expose people to the ideas of freedom. We've actually got something cool coming up. I probably shouldn't say what it is. I'll say this. There is an existing station owner who's contacted me about putting us on one of his music stations, which I think is very interesting.
Why would you put a talk show on your music station?
Because we're that cool of a talk show, Mark. It's like, it's a rock station. I'll say that, Mark.
Yeah, you're going to want a younger demo.
So I don't know. He wants to experiment on like weekend or something like that. So I'm like, yeah, let's experiment.
Yeah, right. Experiment with your station. No problem.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. So anyway, go to the AMP program, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls and thoughts. Coming up, the quote from Donald Trump an excerpt from a speech that he gave apparently earlier today in Montana, where he talks about immigration and actually says that barbed wire can be beautiful. Let's go first to Dan in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC FM. Hello, Dan.
Yes. I had a constitutional question for you. Who is the person in line after the if the vice president and president gets killed, who's in line next?
I believe that is the Secretary of State.
No, that's the Speaker of the House.
Speaker, okay, yeah.
Exactly. They're elected. Secretary of State's appointed. Go ahead, sir. Give us the answer.
You already got it. He said you were correct.
The other thing, I've got an idea how to fund our government, is from all foreign countries that want to do business with us and foreign people that's in the, that comes to this country. That would be the best way to fund the government.
Now, tell me what you mean by that. When you say a foreign country that wants to do business with us, what does that mean?
Well, about everybody does, don't they?
But you mean the government itself wants to buy things from the United States?
Anybody that wants to do, any foreign country that wants to do business with the United States, selling us goods, buying goods from us, whatever. I think that tariffs is one of the original sources of income for funding the government. Am I correct?
That is one of the originals, yeah, but...
What it does is drives up prices for Americans, essentially. And
can you explain how that is?
Well, I mean, you know, it's overhead, basically.
Well, okay, but what you're saying is if a company in the United States wants to sell to somebody in the other part of the world, then they have to charge that person extra, right?
Right.
And then essentially they...
I'm talking about the foreign countries that want to do business with us, sell or buy from us.
Wasn't that what I was just saying?
No, well, you're saying somebody. You're talking about a tariff that somebody in the United States would be talking about. No, basically, if we're talking about a one-way street, if somebody wants to buy or sell, if a foreign country wants to do business, he's saying essentially a license in order to do business here. But that license would only extend to the people bought in there in that particular.
Are you talking about a license or a tariff? I'm confused.
Well, tariffs is the original way to do it.
That's what you're talking about. You're talking about
a tax on an imported item, whereas if you wanted to...
It could be an exported tariff as well, right?
Right.
No?
Yeah. Yeah, Mark. Tariffs work both ways.
Well, the country could charge you a tariff. I mean, I suppose the United States government could charge...
That's what he's saying. Let me see if I'm clear on what you're saying here, Dan. You're saying the U.S. government would force U.S. companies to charge people more who are buying from outside of the United States.
I'm saying on both ends, the foreign country that does business or the foreign person that does business with us would get charged both ways, yes.
Right, so they'd have to pay more. So if they wanted to buy a product from the United States, they'd have to pay more. Mm-hmm. Basically, what you're talking about would hurt U.S. businesses. You understand that, right?
Well,
because
I reckon you're right.
Yeah, because if you're a manufacturer, for instance, and you're manufacturing a product in the United States and you'd like to sell that globally, so I don't know, you can have better business and bring more money in, then the person globally who wants to buy your product has to pay more because you have to charge them this tariff, this export tariff, which is then sent to the federal government and pissed away whatever they want to do with it.
Right.
But they're ultimately that will disincentivize people from buying from the United States, because why would you buy from the United States a product A when you can buy product A from Mexico or Guatemala or somewhere else, Pakistan, where you pay less? So basically, you're taking money out of the pockets of the people who are running those countries in the United States. You're punishing U.S. producers with that rule.
Yeah, I don't like tariffs.
Well,
even
it's just
like,
an idea.
They're an old idea. And
it's better than me paying for the government, funding the government.
Well, the fact is that no matter what the government, what's the government doing that you want to see funded?
Well, the things that they're supposed to be doing is protecting our borders. They have ruled that they don't have to protect us, but that's one of the original reasons that we put them in place is to protect us.
Yeah, I don't think the U.S. military has been put on its borders too often. So you want the government to protect the borders, is that right?
Yes.
Do you want which organizations do you want to do that? Because the government has lots of them.
The military is...
Okay, so the military. You want the organization that pays like $1,000 for a coffee cup. to...
No.
Oh, you don't want that organization? Because I thought you did.
No, I don't want that organization to pay $1,000 for a coffee cup. No.
That's the problem here.
He wants the government to be efficient.
Right. You know what? Here's how you get efficiency. You want to protect the border? You get people with their shotguns out there and say, you can't come on my land. That's efficiency.
That's the best idea, yes.
And or I suppose somebody could go on their land and say, welcome,
here's
some bottles of water, or whatever they could do, because that would be their property and they could do what they want. But what you're never going to get is you're never going to, you can't slap lipstick on a pig and call it a beauty queen. Like that, you know, the military does what the military does, which is apparently spend things like $1,000 on a coffee cup.
Yeah.
Dan, thanks for the call, man.
The original reason for our Constitution stuff, for one, is to ensure individual liberties.
That's how'd that really work out?
Top priority.
How did that work out?
Not very good.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's forget about this whole United States thing. How about we just have secession and screw the United States? What do you say?
It's still the best place on the planet.
Well,
so now you said a place. You didn't say an organization. You didn't say the United States government is the best organization on the planet. What you're saying is that a state, which is an organization, claims a monopoly privilege and the use of violence at a given landmass, is better than the other states.
Well,
I don't know. Well, there's not much evidence for it.
Not if you look at the different
studies. You use the
term
best. Best is completely subjective. He didn't say freest.
Yeah.
He didn't say most.
You didn't mean most free, did you?
I'm sorry.
You didn't mean the U.S. is the most free of all the countries in the world, did you?
The United States of America? Well, yes.
You are incorrect.
No. Okay, so that's a different than best.
Yeah.
Best is, just objective and subjective. And I'll go ahead and say, sure, I agree with you. I like it too. But if you look at the World Freedom Chart, you can go to the Heritage Foundation, look for one.
FreeTheWorld.org.
Free the World, Cato Institute. There's not one out there
there's
the United States sits at the top of.
Yeah, U.S. has been sliding down the list of economic freedoms in the world. It's now, 17 or something like that out of the top 20?
It's while Washington, D.C. vigilantly protects your liberty.
Hey,
it
Dan,
continues to slide.
Thanks for the call. You can check those out on your own time. I appreciate hearing from you, though. And every now and then, we'll bring them in here and we'll talk about, like, when one of them comes out every year, we'll give you the top 10. And the U.S. is not in the top 10, I don't think, in any of those lists anymore.
I think it's the best place to make money.
We got more coming up here. Hold that thought. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.